What's going on, man? Welcome to Biceps and Mindset 2.0. I am your host, Quentin. That was shitty English. I'm your host, I'm Quentin, and today is time for a new episode. First thing first, I wanted to thank you all for the amazing feedbacks I've received from the first episode. As you can see, I'm not behind my big mic today. I'm traveling, and I feel like I need to share more of the traveling side of things because it brings so much positive things to my life. This is amazing, dude. Like, this is, I want this for you as well. First thing first, we'll do a little review. Thank you so much for all the people that leave reviews. You can leave them in French, you can leave them in English, because I know most of you guys listening are French speakers. This is fine. That one, it says, well done, Quentin, what a pleasure listening to you. And how good is that? That is, it is one shot. Everything is done in one shot. I'm basically translating this one because I don't have any more English reviews. Sorry, my bad. this one is like Franglish. There's a lot of English in it. So I was like, I might as well just do it. Just say something about it. One shot, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences, your successes, as well as your failures. It is very inspiring. Thank you. That one is from Enmod Veneer. Well, thank you so much. Really, really, really appreciate it. And the more I see the reviews, the more I'm grateful, and I just want to keep going. And I had a lot of thoughts lately being like, I'm trying to do everything. I was so pumped up about switching from French to English. And as you could expect, I've had the naysayers. I've received some messages from the naysayers. It's always like that. And obviously it came from the French, some of the French people. I don't like to say some of the, there's just a couple of people, man, not too many. Just when I announced that switch, someone was just like, oh, you'll see, you'll do like just all the French that went to into the starting speaking English. They all failed miserably. You'll just get back to speaking in French. But the thing is, I am not looking to be especially successful by switching in English. I'm just doing what makes me happy. And that's something I've been wanting to do for such a long time. You have no idea. Because like I was saying, when I first started doing my content, it was in English because I lived overseas. And that's that move overseas that triggered my brain into opening up to the world, basically, if I can, for lack of a better word. And also, it's great practice for me because, believe it or not, I don't speak English as much as I would want to because I don't live in an English-speaking country. I live in a Spanish-speaking country. And at the moment, I'm actually traveling to Sevilla, a city in the south. And it's beautiful, man. It is beautiful. And I'm really happy I made the trip. I'm only here for 3 days. Took the camera out with me. I was just like, man, I might as well just record some stuff. Just hold on for a second. I'll just grab the glass behind me. I'm carrying around that camera and those mics because they're not big. They're not big. They're very convenient. And I just want to do the podcast because I want to do the podcast. I don't want to force it. I just want to have fun with it. That's all that matters to me. That's why the naysayers saying like, oh, you won't be successful doing this. I don't care. I'm just doing it for myself because I was just bored of speaking in French. I'm French, yes. I'm not saying it. I'm not happy to be French, but it is what it is. I like living overseas more. I like connecting with overseas people more, with expats and stuff. Like recently, you know, as you know, I live in Valencia in Spain for now, for the upcoming 2 months as well. And then I'm out to another country and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I connected very recently with a bunch of expats from many different countries. And that was so good, man. And we gathered around every Sunday to go to the calisthenic park to train together. And I just found it so cool. The program itself, I don't do it, they do it. It's just to have fun. If you ask me, it's junk volume, but it's just fun. It's the social that it creates that makes the whole difference. It makes it worth it. And the good thing is we have a WhatsApp group together. And obviously some of the people are asking for fitness advice. And I'm happy because I can tell them, just go to my account, to my Instagram account. It's in English now. You will understand. if that can help you, then good. But before doing this, because everything I was doing was French, every single person I was meeting along the way through my travels overseas, they would not understand. So it was pointless, and it was kind of a frustration for me, you know? And I just liked it. That's why all the naysayers, I'm sorry, but who cares, man? This is my life. So that was the little rant for today. It's not even a rant. It's just I just want to be happy, man. And it's all that matters. And I've been thinking more and more about social media and all that stuff. And I felt step by step, I'm feeling like I'm stepping away from it because it's not real life. This is not real life. And the more I explore the world, the more I travel, the less I feel the need to check out, to check social media. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to share your experiences. It's good to do social media. You could also make money through social media because you inspire people through your journey and stuff. And low-key, this is what I'm doing as well. Like, my main revenue is not through social media, but I make a little money from the Hybrid Pump Club because it's a community. That's why I don't want to just sell programs and just be like, yeah, just buy my course and then I never hear about you again. I'm not into this. I don't give a shit. That's why I spent the last 18 months creating an app with which I could gather people around, with which I could connect to other people and create a community through the same programmation, kind of CrossFit-like. Not saying it's CrossFit. It's not CrossFit at all, but it's just taking the community side of things from CrossFit and putting it into that hybrid training community. And this is what fills me up every day. I think this is great. This is a great mission to have. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. But by getting excited with that switch that I made from French to English, I was just like, yeah, you'll see. Podcast is going to be English. So yeah, this is what I'm doing. Instagram is going to be English. I'm going to create a new YouTube channel. But it's overwhelming in the end because as some of you know, some of you don't, I co-founded a supplement company called SyncProtein.com. And it's a very exhausting business. It's very hard to do like what we're doing. So 50% of my time gets allowed to this. So it's a lot of work. So that's why I can't do social media full time. And I don't really want to do social media full time, to be honest. So that's why I think it was a little too much for my plate to handle. Not saying I'm not going to do anything on YouTube and stuff, but I feel like trying to do everything basically is going to lead me nowhere because I'm just going to do a little bit of nothing. You know what I mean? And the podcast, it's cool because I can still do it and it doesn't require much work. I'm just here talking to the camera. It's a lot of fun and it's easy. There's no big montage to do. There's nothing too dynamic to do. It's long form format. It's I just like it better. But this, I can put it out to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and I can also put it out to YouTube. So it's all at once. I create one piece of content and I can basically broadcast it to many different places. But everything I'm saying through the podcast is not a good fit for Instagram, I would say, because Instagram is short form format. So through Instagram, cutting little part of the podcast and throwing them on Instagram, I don't think it works really well, and it's not really what I want to do either, except when there's a big-ass punchline that's going to make people react and get people angry, which I did once when I was talking about TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. That was a podcast that was in French that I recorded a year ago, and a lot of people just were arguing with each other in the comments. That was really funny. That made a lot of views. Did that bring me any more business? I don't think so. And because making people react is just good for views, but it doesn't really qualify into paying customers, you know? And nowadays, everyone is craving for attention and looking at the views all the time. And I'm the first one I'm the first one to blame. I do the same. I look at the views on my post on Instagram and I'm frustrated all the time. Just like, why the fuck isn't it doing more views? But clearly because I'm not doing something right. This is probably something that's not like, but this is my fault. I'm not complaining or, but what I'm trying to say here is that I don't want to force myself to do that. It's not a, life or death question. And I think you should be enjoying life, real life, a lot more than social media. Because I've seen that also on big YouTubers. Some have been posting less and less and enjoying real life more. It depends on the style of channel. If it's vlog channel, some people will just do as just keep going, and the business grows as well. So, hey, good on them, man. But what I'm feeling now is, for example, today I went to the gym, and that funny little anecdote. I travel. I want to go to the gym. I looked on the gyms on the map. Couldn't find really great gyms that was literally standing out. None of them did from the photos. So I went to a commercial gym. I hate going to commercial gyms. They're usually tiny, packed, lots of rules that the staff cannot do anything about. So I went to Sinner Gym, commercial gym. They have a few across Spain. From the photos, they looked like they had decent equipment. I go, I have to wait. And they're like, oh yeah, I'm literally saying, I'm only coming here for one session, one day pass. Just make me pay. I'll train and I'll be on my way. They're like, oh, but I can't. You have to fill out that form on the computer and put name, all this kind of stuff. I'm just like, come on, man. I'm just here for a session. I'm only here for a couple of days. I don't want to be wasting time filling forms, you know. And I know independent gyms don't really care. You give them cash, and yeah. As a comparison, actually bumping into this, I was meant to do a podcast when I was in Bulgaria 2 weeks ago. So I was there literally. I was there for a business trip, for Sync, because as you know, we manufacture different products, and we ended up finding a very good supplier, very high quality supplier in Bulgaria. So I was just like, might as well just take a trip, go look for a gym. Found a very underground gym. The owner is like this little bulky guy with a massive beard, and his name was Nikolai. And I remember I entered a gym, which is already two floors underground. It's a tiny gym, but they had all the equipment you could dream of. Like stuff you would have never seen before, like football bars, Nordic curl benches, what's called inverse curls machine. Inside, I would highly recommend that you Google those names I've just mentioned, because those machines, man, they're insane. And if you have the chance to be a member of an independent gym, sometimes they are more flexible, and they would accept to just buy new stuff sometimes, and they take recommendation from the members. I remember, because a few years ago, this is what I did with a few gyms I went to, and they were buying according to what I was telling them to buy. So yeah, that was good. But remember those, like, insane, man, such good equipment. I wanted to make a video over there, but in the end I couldn't. The guy, he didn't mind me filming, but the day I wanted to make the video, we couldn't go because they were redoing the whole security of the building, like bad timing, so we couldn't make that video. I wanted him to explain us to about very, very cool machines that he had, and how to use them and stuff. And that would have been really cool, man. And we couldn't do it. And we were there only for a few days for the company mainly. So couldn't make it on time. And it's unfortunate. But the experience I had in that gym compared to the one today, going to have a blast, man. It was completely different. It's just a little anecdote here. Went to that Bulgarian gym. Guy is coming and looks at me. He's like, hello. And that's it. Like, I'm like, oh, can I do a day pass? He's like, yes. Day pass or month? I'm like, just a day. I'm just like, I said, I could take a whole week. And he's like, no, one day or 1 month. You know, like those very short odd answers, just straight to the point. I'm like, okay, man, like just one day. He's like, okay, that's 10 yeva, which is like €5. And he's like, do you have shoes to train? I'm like, yeah, the ones I'm wearing. He's like, no, you got to bring another pair. It's dirty. Like, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. That's fair enough, man. You want to keep your gym clean. So I didn't bring 1,000 pairs of shoes. That was a short trip. I had literally a pair of boots and my gym shoes. So I was like, can I train barefoot? He's like, yeah. And I said, okay, I can pay by card. He's like, no, cash only. It's like, fucking hell, man. Where did I end up today? But in the end, once, I think it's just that those people in Eastern Europe like this, I'm not going to make it like a rule, but from what I experienced so far, the first approach is very cold. But then when they get to know you, they are super friendly. And then he got to know me a little bit at the gym. He saw the way I looked, the way I trained, and he came and just gave me his knowledge. He felt the need, like he needed to give as much knowledge as possible. Very nice guy in the end. He loved it. So that was good experience, man. That's why I like those underground independent gyms, because you can just come across very interesting people. And in comparison to there, I went to that senior gym. So obviously, as you can guess, in Bulgaria, there was no form to be filled. Nothing. Don't give a shit. Just give him cash, train, and be on your way. Love that. Love that approach, man. Just straight to the point. You come here to train, you train, that's all you're doing. Then, senior gym, filling forms, and then he tries to do stuff, and it doesn't work. And he's like, oh, shit, it doesn't work. I'm like, dude, I just want to train. He's like, oh, yeah, but can you feel it one more time? I'm like, fuck. I'm like, that's such a bad experience. That was, and the day pass was €8, which is pretty cheap. And I'm like, fuck, man. Feel it one more time, still doesn't work. So then, he's quite nice. He's like, oh, okay, you know what? Just go train. And when you're done, you come back to me and you'll pay after. I'm like, cool, man. Like, hey, gotta give him that. Gotta give him that. So I go to the gym, and in the end, it is tiny. It looks so much smaller than on the photos. Like the photos, obviously, they use those fucking wide angles photos. You know what I'm talking about. You know what it is. And it felt so small, and the people were badly, like, that's something I must say. In commercial gyms, just if you have all your friends, if you train in a commercial gym and you have a lot of friends that are struggling, because usually in those commercial gyms, people don't know how to train. They put zero intensity. I was the only one grunting in that gym, and I saw the looks. I saw the looks, man. And I saw how people were looking at me. But it is. You don't go to exercise. You go to train, man. You train your fucking body to get good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you have people like this at your gym, just tell them to go and subscribe to the Hybrid Pump. Because today was the first day I could actually train with my own app. I've been talking about my app for a long time. It's been in the making for 18 months, and it's going to be released next week. So I'll put a link in the description, and you can have 14 days for free, and you don't even need to put your credit card in. It's just 14 days for free. At the end, you want to subscribe? You can put your credit card, but you don't want to? Just do nothing, and that's it. There's nothing to cancel. You don't get trapped. You just try it for 2 weeks. There's going to be bugs anyways, so as long as you help me fixing those bugs, I'll be grateful, man. So thank you so much for this. And so started training like this, and people were looking at me like, what the fuck is this dude doing? I was training hard, man. I liked it. But at first, I'm not going to lie, when I started my workout, I walked around through the machines, through those little tiny spaces, and because I didn't pay just yet, I was just like, I might just leave and look for another gym. That was that bad, because I was so used to nicer gyms. But in the end, I was like, who cares? You're here to train. Don't be a bitch. Just train with what you've got. And the dumbbells went up to 50 kilos. So it's decent, man. That was good. It's like over 100 pounds. So I got my workout in. Literally 45 minutes in and out. So I'm really happy. Really good workout. And then what happened next is very interesting. I go to pay. There's a line. I'm like, my life, man. They're gonna just all fill forms, and it's so slow. And there's another staff member that comes, and he asks the guy behind the computer, he's like, do you need help? And he's like, yeah, there's so many people, can you help that guy? He's just trained. And I'm like, you know what, so it's supposed to be €8. I have a $10 note on me, €10, and I'm handing it to them like this. I'm just like, you guys take that, I don't care if it's eight, I'll pay 10. But this way, it's much faster. It's like, no, but you have to fill the form and pay by card. I'm like, fuck, man. No, that's going to take forever. But in the end, this is what they're like. They looked at me and they're like, they saw I was so like desperate. I was like, oh, I just want to enjoy the sun outside. Just like now I'm recording this podcast and it's so sunny outside. That's why I'm not going to make it a long one. I just came back from that workout and I have 2 more days here. I want to explore because this city is so beautiful, man. And so those guys looked at me like, you know what? Just keep it. Just go. That's fine, man. No te preocupes. That's fine, uncle. That means that's fine. They're just like, don't worry about it. It's free today. Just be on your way. I'm just like, fuck yeah, man. Thanks. I was just like, are you sure? I was like, no, I trained, so I need to pay. They're like, no te preocupes. No problem. So, you know, like, I was just like, good guys, man. Even though they are in a commercial gyms with lots of very strict rules, they broke the rules, man. They let me train for free. I loved it. I was so pumped about it. Just this. I was just like, I'm just going to need to make a shout out for them because just nice guys. You know, like it happens. Sometimes I had a very bad experience at first when I entered the gym, but in the end, those guys are really cool. So props to them. Props to them. Very happy. How long has it been? 21 minutes. I think this is enough. Just a little snapshot. Those are the kind of podcasts I really like to do now. Just talking about a quick experience. Pushing you guys to travel, to go discover the world. Don't listen to all the bullshit you see. Don't scroll don't waste your time scrolling on TikTok or Instagram or Shorts. The Shorts, all this kind of shit they are not going to bring any value to your life. They simply are not. You can listen to the podcast. You can do it walking around. Driving around. You can do something else at the same time. Be productive and just get a positive message in your ear and hopefully pumping you up about pumping iron or traveling, just becoming a better person. This is what I'm trying to do. Hence why I'm trying to be better at English as well. So I'm just doing it. There's no, sometimes it's a hassle because you're just like, all right, I just came back from the gym. I need to pull out the camera, record, find something to say. Fuck it, man. I'm just saying words the way they come, and that's as simple as this. So I really hope you appreciated that message today. I'm gonna try in the future to make those messages about 20 minutes long. I think this is good enough, man. Okay, and just as often as I feel like I will do, pretty much maybe every week, maybe not, just having fun, man. I just want to live a long, happy life. And I want the same thing for you. So don't forget to sign up for the 14-day trial. It's free. It's in the description. It will be released on Monday or so. So by signing up on the list, you will receive an email as soon as the app gets released. And you're going to get early access. And we're going to have lots of fun, man. You'll be able to get in touch with me directly through the app. And we're going to have a blast. That community is going to be amazing. I want to gather people from all across the globe, share experiences during live calls we're gonna organize every single week. It's all like I'm just pumped about it because it's, for me, it's a real mission. Communities are amazing. That's why I was saying I don't care about selling courses or bullshit like this. I want to be in touch with you. I want to know how you go. I want to know where you started and I want to know where you're going. And I want to see, have a look at you, watch you along the way, see you transform. And by you transforming, it's gonna make me even happier. So you guys stay focused, have fun, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you in the next one. Peace.